Just 4 days to go, and about half the population is worrying about what to do for Valentine's Day. The other half doesn't understand what all the fuss is about. It's a difficult time for romantics and cynics alike. The avalanche of red hearts, chocolates, sentimental cards and expensive flowers that precedes Valentine's Day can turn your heart to mush or to stone. Either way, the event itself is likely to be a disappointment. Unlike the Super Bowl, Valentine's Day rarely ends with a clear winner. It's more like English cricket, which usually ends in a draw. Valentine's Day began in the 1800s as a special day for lovers and would-be lovers. Things were very intense back then between women and men. You only have to read Jane Austen or Charlotte Bronte to appreciate the enormous importance attached to romance, love, sex and marriage 150 years ago. We still attach enormous importance to romance, love and marriage. These themes dominate television soap operas, the pop music scene and the huge romantic novel market. Never has love been so intensely promoted, and never has it been so difficult to identify in real life. The confusion of gender identities and gender ideologies creates paranoia in both sexes. Boy meets girl, forget it. Romantic love depended on suspense, distance, and mystery. Long courtships were common, often carried on by letter, and sex was only a remote fantasy. Biographers from the 18th and 19th centuries tell us that romantic couples would exchange literally hundreds of long letters when they were apart. Now the artificial distance between women and men has vastly diminished. We're educated together, work together, sometimes even fight together. There's no remoteness, no mystery, and very little room for the romantic imagination. Not only do women and men define love in different ways, but everybody defines it in different ways. You will love our burgers, says the fast food industry, and we're constantly invited to love cars, pop stars, smartphones and floor wax, among many other things. Because none of us understands love, if we ever did, it has been largely replaced by the term relationship with a capital R. A relationship can be just about any affair that lasts beyond a single night in a resort motel. A relationship is more like a contract, which in these delicate matters is not at all a bad idea. It cuts through the fog and allows you to ask, is it enforceable? Is it fair? Do I lose or gain by it? Have we got a deal? Such questions rarely occur to the heroes and heroines of traditional love stories. Unfortunately, a relationship contract will never satisfy those who still long for romantic love, the old-fashioned, uncontrollable, eternal kind that didn't fizz out like a cheap firework on February 15th, but instead lasted, if you were lucky, the entire year. This is David Boucher.